आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम अभिषेक मुखोपाध्याय। द हेडलाइंस। वोटिंग अंडरवे फॉर असेंबली इलेक्शंस इन झारखंड एंड महाराष्ट्र अमिड टाइट सिक्योरिटी। Polling also been held for by-elections in 15 assembly seats in 4 states and parliamentary constituency of Nanded in Maharashtra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reiterates India's commitment for sustainable development agenda at G20 in Rio de Janeiro, says India first country to meet its Paris commitments. Prime Minister holds second India-Australia annual summit with Anthony Albanese. Both leaders commit to further advance comprehensive strategic partnership. Over 20 lakh new workers enroll under Employee State Insurance Scheme in September this year. 55th edition of International Film Festival to begin with a grand ceremony in Goa this evening. And in hockey, India to lock horns with China at the Women's Asian Champions Trophy Final at Rajgir today. Voting is underway for second phase of assembly elections in Jharkhand and single-phase polling in Maharashtra amid tight security. In Jharkhand, voting has been held in 38 constituencies in 12 districts. Polling began at 7 a.m. and will conclude at 5 p.m., while in Naxal-infested 31 booths, polling will be held up to 4 p.m. due to security reasons. 528 candidates are in the fray in this phase. Jharkhand's Chief Electoral Officer K. Ravi Kumar has urged voters to cast the ballots without fear.
आप लोगों के माध्यम से फेज टू का वोटर से अनुरोध है, आप अपने परिवार के साथ में, दोस्त के साथ में समय पर बूथ में जाकर अपना मताधिकार का प्रयोग करें, शांतिपूर्ण मतदान के लिए सब जगह पर व्यवस्था सुनिश्चित की।
Tight security arrangements have been made to ensure free and fair polls. Jawans of central paramilitary forces have been deployed at each booth. Inter-district border has been sealed and a joint operation has been launched in the bordering areas of Bihar and West Bengal to check infiltrators and anti-social elements. Helicopters have been pressed into service to meet any eventuality. Now let us go live to our correspondent Bhupendra Singh, who is at Ramgarh constituency in Jharkhand. Bhupendra, what kind of arrangements have been made by the Election Commission for the electorates?
Yeah, Abhishek, this time elaborate arrangements have been made by the Election Commission for the electorates in Jharkhand to facilitate voting. 14,218 polling booths have been set up in 38 constituencies. And to ensure a trouble-free election process, 600 companies of central paramilitary forces have been deployed along with police personnel. At present, I am at Ramgarh constituency. The polling is underway at Chhavni Kanya Madhya Vidyalaya in Ramgarh, and people are in queue to cast their votes. And they are enthusiastically participating in the festival of democracy. At the polling center, several arrangements have been made for the voters. At every polling booth, two CCTV cameras have been set up for monitoring. The entire election officials are keeping a close eye on the polling activity through webcasting. And this time, the Election Commission has made a unique auxiliary booth in Jamtara, especially for 57 leprosy patients. So several unique arrangements have been made at polling booths to ensure a smooth election. Back to you, Abhishek.
Right. Thank you, Bhupendra, for that informative update. And moving on, our correspondent Shilpi is present at Khijri constituency. Shilpi, voting for the final phase of, we are unable to connect with Shilpi. I think she's back online. Shilpi, if you can hear me, voting for the final phase of the Jharkhand Assembly election has commenced. Can you give insights into the intense contest between the NDA and the INDIA bloc on the prominent seats?
Yes, hi. The polling which is going on 30th assembly seats in Jharkhand is very crucial for both NDA and INDIA bloc, because there almost 10 cabinet ministers are contesting in this election, and there are very high profile candidates who are also contesting from various seats. So Chief Minister Hemant Soren from Barhet, State Party President of BJP Babulal Mirandi from Dhanwar, and Sudesh Mehto, who is the Arzu Supremo, is contesting from Sindhi Assembly Constituency. Meanwhile, there seems to be neck-to-neck fight between women candidates on 4 Assembly Constituencies. Like wife of Chief Minister Kalpana Soren is contesting from the Gande constituency, and brother of Chief Minister Basant Soren. He is defending the family's traditional seat in Dumka. JMM leader and the Assembly Speaker Rabindranath Mehto is also trying his luck from Nala constituency, and opposition leader Amar Kumar Bauri is fighting from Chandan Kiari.
Right. Thank you, Shilpi. That was the correspondent Shilpi with a comprehensive update from Khijri. Moving on, in Maharashtra, elections for all 288 seats have been held in a single phase. Voting began at 7 a.m. and will conclude at 6 p.m. A total of 4,136 candidates are in the fray, including 2,086 independent contenders. Maharashtra Chief Electoral Officer S. Chokalingam said, around 5 lakh polling personnel are managing 1,427 polling stations in the state.
The election machinery is ready. The security personnel and the police is ready to provide all the support in maintaining law and order. Now we request all the voters, without fear or inducement, please come and vote. This is your right as well as your duty. Please ensure that you vote for the best person you feel should be your representative, without focusing on any other issues like religion, caste, gender, language, region, etc. It is in our hand. Please join in the Lok Shahi Utsav and please elect the people you want to elect. Wish you all the best.
Yes, and now we go on live to our correspondent, Dhananjay. Dhananjay, what is the polling? Well, we haven't got Dhananjay online yet. So now we go over, moving on, by-elections have also been held for parliamentary constituency in Nanded in Maharashtra, and 15 assembly seats spread over four states, Punjab, Uttar Pradesh, Kerala and Uttarakhand. In Uttar Pradesh, polling started peacefully at the nine assembly seats where by-elections are being held today. A report from a Lucknow correspondent.
More than 34 lakh voters will decide the fate of 90 candidates in the by-elections. Maximum 14 candidates are from Ghaziabad seat, while at least 5 candidates are contesting from Khair and Sisamo assembly seats. A total of 3,718 polling stations and 1,917 polling booths are there in 9 assembly seats. Paramilitary forces have been deployed to ensure fair and peaceful polling. Out of these 9 seats, 4 were held by Samajwadi Party, 3 by the BJP, 1 each by Nishad Party and Rashtriya Lok Dal in the last assembly elections. Sushil Chandra Tiwari, Akashwani News, Lucknow.
Connected with Dhananjay, and let's go over live to our correspondent Dhananjay. Dhananjay, what is the polling situation in Nagpur and other parts of Vidarbha?
Yes, Abhishek, the Vidarbha region has 62 assembly constituencies out of the 288 seats in Maharashtra Assembly. Nagpur, which is the sub-capital of the state, has over 4,600 polling stations. The timing for the poll in Naxal-affected Gadchiroli and some parts of Gondia district in Vidarbha is still 3 p.m., while for the rest of the state, it is still 6 p.m. Back to you, Abhishek.
Right. Thank you, Dhananjay, for that live update. Now we go over live to our correspondent Kunal in Mumbai. Kunal, please tell us about the situation on the ground and also what all preparations have been made by the Election Commission for the polling in the state.
Abhishek, good morning. The polling has started at 7 a.m. this morning. It is going on in a very smooth and transparent manner. The Election Commission has taken several measures to ensure that more and more people step out of their houses and cast their votes, especially in the urban areas where the urban apathy was noticed during the Lok Sabha election and also during the past legislative assembly elections. So in the high-rises, there are several high-rises in Mumbai, as we know. So there, the polling booths have been set up so that the electorates do not find it difficult to come out to visit other areas where their polling booths are located. So they can go in their building itself and cast their votes. Also, bus ride facilities have been provided to the senior citizens, Divyang voters. Ramps are being arranged, drinking water, all the basic assured facilities at the polling booth is been provided by the Election Commission. The Chief Electoral Officer of Maharashtra, S. Chokalingam, is constantly appealing the voters to go out and cast their votes.
Okay, right. Thank you, Kunal, for that engaging update. And moving on, this is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Prime Minister Narendra Modi participated in the third session of the G20 Summit on Sustainable Development and Energy Transition at Rio de Janeiro in Brazil yesterday. Spokesperson in the External Affairs Ministry Randhir Jaiswal said Prime Minister elaborated on the steps taken by India to foster sustainable development. He highlighted the achievements of India being the first G20 country to meet its Paris commitments. He noted that India has set an ambitious target to produce 500 gigawatt of renewable energy by 2030, of which 200 gigawatts has already been achieved. We have more from a correspondent.
During his participation in the summit, he addressed two sessions on Global Alliance on Hunger and Poverty and Sustainable Development and Energy Transition. The summit highlights India's leadership in addressing global challenges, advocating for a more equitable and resilient world order. On the sidelines, PM attended 10 bilaterals and several pull-asides with the world leaders. He discussed various issues for cooperation like trade, tourism, green energy with the leaders. In a formal closing ceremony of the year's G20, President Lula handed the presidency to President Ramaphosa of South Africa, where he mentioned that with South Africa's presidency, G20 will be completing 4 years presidency with the developing nation, thus emphasizing the increasing role of developing nations in the multilateral organization. Sakshi Singh, Akashwani News, Brazil.
After attending the G20 summit in Rio de Janeiro, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has reached Guyana on a three-day visit. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Australian counterpart Anthony Albanese held the second India-Australia annual summit on the sidelines of the G20 summit in Rio de Janeiro yesterday. Both leaders reiterated their commitment to further advance comprehensive strategic partnership in areas including defense and security, trade and investment, education, skills, sports, space, mobility, and people-to-people ties. The government has said that 20,58,000 new workers have been enrolled under the Employee State Insurance Scheme in the month of September this year. As per the provisional payroll data released by the Employee State Insurance Corporation, ESIC, the addition of new employees registered a growth of 9% as compared to the same period during the last year. The 55th edition of the International Film Festival of India, IFFI, will begin in Goa today. The grand event will continue till the 20th of this month.
IFFI is set to commence in a grand manner with the opening ceremony taking place this evening in presence of cinematic legends. A 90s rewind will bring Bollywood nostalgia, and timeless souls will honor legends like Raj Kapoor and Mohammad Rafi through visuals, poetry and music. The ceremony will showcase the journey of Indian cinema from the silent era to modern masterpieces. Notable creators and filmmakers such as Subhash Ghai, Dinesh Vijan, Amar Kaushik, N.M. Suresh, R.K. Selvani, Ishari Ganeshan, and Ravi Kortarkara will be in attendance. Renowned actors including Nagarjuna, Bhumani Rani, Rajkumar Rao, Abhishek Banerjee, Jaideep Pahlawat, Randeep Hooda, Jayam Ravi, Jackie Bhagnani, Mukta Barve, and Radha Krishnan Pathiban, along with lyricist Prasoon Joshi will.
In hockey, India will lock horns with China in the final of the Women's Asian Champions Trophy at Rajgir in Bihar today. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Subhadra Ramachandran.
Thank you, Abhishek. The assembly elections in 288 constituencies in Maharashtra and for 38 seats in the final phase in Jharkhand being held today is covered by most of the dailies. Make or break poll for Pawar, Shinde, Uddhav, says the Asian Eight. The paper writes, Hemant, Marandi, Infray in Jharkhand phase 2 today. FTA extraditions in focus as PM meets UK Starmer, reports Hindustan Times. Air emergency continues as city severe plus for second day, writes the Times of India about the national capital extremely poisonous air. And why Kerala waxes lyrical about Salil Chaudhary? Well, the Hindu reports that his compositions were the starting point of a shift in Malayalam cinema from setting tunes to lyrics to the other way around. With that, it's back to you, Abhishek.
Thank you, Subhadra. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Voting underway for assembly elections in Jharkhand and Maharashtra amid tight security. Polling also been held for by-elections in 15 assembly seats in 4 states and parliamentary constituency of Nanded in Maharashtra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reiterates India's commitment for sustainable development agenda at G20 in Rio de Janeiro. Prime Minister holds second India-Australia annual summit with Anthony Albanese. Over 20 lakh new workers enroll under Employee State Insurance Scheme in September this year. 55th edition of International Film Festival to begin with a grand ceremony in Goa this evening. And in hockey, India to lock horns with China at the Women's Asian Champions Trophy final at Rajgir today. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.